It's the final push before the midterms. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. It's another day of campaigning for political candidates ahead of Tuesday's elections. First Lady Jill Biden at a Houston hospital today saying the country must speak for justice and democracy.
Right now is the time for action. So much is at stake in this election. And with the polls closing in just 2 days, all of us need to make our voices heard.
Republicans are predicting a red wave, but what will they try to accomplish if they win back control of Congress?
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who may very well become Speaker of the House, laid out the issues at the GOP forefront if they establish a post-midterms majority, starting with building a strong economy.
Tackle this inflation, become energy independent so you can afford to fill up your tank and still have money left for food.
McCarthy appearing Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who is running for re-election, said on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that the GOP knows it can't be overly aggressive if it takes over Congress.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Some Democrats are saying democracy itself is at stake if Republicans take control of Congress. House Majority Whip James Clyburn explained the fear on Fox News Sunday.
Democracy will be ended. The world will continue to exist. The world was here before Hitler. The world was here after Hitler. That's what we're saying.
President Biden's among the many Democrats who have cautioned that democracy is at risk. Police in Phoenix have arrested two suspects in the killing of an 80-year-old Air Force veteran. They say the arrests were made after the suspects pawned the chainsaw used to dismember the victim's body. Both of the suspects apparently have been roommates of the victim. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In a series of regulatory challenges this week, the Supreme Court will consider what authority federal agencies have.
Challenges to the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Supreme Court is also expected this week to hear consolidated challenges to the Indian Child Welfare Act, used to decide child custody disputes on tribal territories. The court last considered that law in 2013. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tributes are being paid to pop star Aaron Carter, who was found dead Saturday. Fox's Jane Fergus reports.
Carter rose to fame at just 9 years old with two platinum albums. Authorities say the Aaron's Party singer was found unresponsive in a bathtub inside his California home. The younger brother of Backstreet Boy Nick Carter, Aaron later ventured into TV, Broadway, even boxing. But his adulthood was plagued by legal issues and struggles with substance abuse. Aaron Carter was just 34 years old. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Pope Francis called female genital mutilation a crime today and said the fight for women's rights, equality, and opportunity must continue for the good of society. Francis was responding to a question about women's rights en route home from Bahrain. They're still celebrating in Houston after the Astros beat the Phillies 4-1 in Game 6 of the World Series.
There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. World champions!
Final call on Fox TV. Yordan Alvarez hit a towering go-ahead homer as Astros clinch their second World Series title in six seasons. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.